shadow, a mysterious character who aids the forces of law and order, in reality, Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. The shadow uses its hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so that they cannot think. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the unseen voice of the shadow belongs. Today's story, The Precipice Called Death. Shroud the moonless night in the mantle of revenge. A small, grotesque man, his mind closed in the dark memory of hate, gazes piercingly into the dull, lifeless eyes, a gigantic hulk of a man, stands beside him, tense and stupefied with giant.
You know what to do. I've trained your will. Your mind is mine to command. Your tremendous strength is mine to command. Now, after all these years, the moment has come. Taste the sweet fruits of revenge. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes, Master.
You are to hear no voice but mine. You are to do nothing but what I command you. You are to kill those I have named.
Kill. Yes, Master.
You're ready now. Ready to do my bidding. Good. The precipice called death waits with yawning jaws to receive the first victim. Let your mind hear these words. Kill. 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 Kill.
Kill. Kill.
Now go.
Kill. 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 Kill.
My revenge begins.
I've eaten so many raw carrots in the last 3 days, I feel like Peter Rabbit.
What is all this?
Margot, she's offered some crazy notion about health diet. This week she has me on carrots. Next week it'll be spinach, and heaven only knows where.
Pardon me. Hello? Huh? Okay, Cardona, send him in.
I'll see him. You want us to leave, Commissioner?
No, no, stick around. This is just routine. Some guy that thinks he's seen...
Mr. Weston, may I come in, please?
Yeah, yes, yes, come ahead.
John Reynolds.
Oh,
I should say hello.
Margo, how are you? I didn't notice. I'm here, John. Hi, hello, Lamont.
How are you?
Mr. Weston. Well, you all know each other.
Oh, yes.
We're old friends. Well, tell me, John, where have you been keeping yourself?
Well, I...
What are you doing here?
Commissioner Weston, I need help. I tried to send you on the phone. There was attempted murder at my house last night.
Murder? Now, look, Mr. Reynolds. I just got through reading the report on that business at your place last night. The man who entered your home was no more murderer than I am.
He wanted to kill my wife.
The report says it was the maid who was almost strangled.
I know, but that was a mistake. The killer...
Now, wait a minute. It's an old story to me. Burglar enters house. Someone sees him and yells, and he gets scared.
Well, this man was a giant, a killer.
Oh, sure. It's always a giant or a killer or a mob when people are scared.
I tell you, I saw the man myself as he escaped.
Yes.
A mountain of a man. Just as the maid described him when she regained consciousness.
Well, then the maid wasn't killed.
No.
I said it was a burglar. He got scared when the maid saw him and tried to stifle a scream. She thought she was being strangled, that's all.
Reynolds, why should anyone want to kill your wife?
To get back.
Well, no reason I can think of.
Maybe I'm just... Come on, what do you think?
I don't know, Reynolds. Now, look, Mr. Reynolds. You go on home and don't worry.
Come on, look.
Just a moment, Mother. Reynolds, I've been trying to think of the commissioner's right.
No doubt about it. Whoever that prowler was, he's probably so scared he'll never come near your house again.
Lamont.
Margo, please.
Of course, if he ever does come back...
Here, I drop my handbag.
Oh, here, here.
Come
here.
No, I'm so sorry.
There you are.
Thanks, Mr. Reynolds.
Now, Mr. Reynolds, I guess that's about all I can do for you.
I'm sorry I disturbed you, Commissioner, but naturally I...
Yes, don't win, Mr. Reynolds. Sure, that's what we're here for. If the man comes back, well, you call us and we'll send some men over.
Yes, of course. Thank you. Nice to see you again, Lamont.
Thank you.
I think I said we'd be doing. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye. Don't worry.
Come on, Lamont, we'd better be going, too. It's time for lunch. And I know the sweetest little health restaurant.
Yes, I know. Carrots again. So long, Commissioner.
Oh, Lamont, I wish the waiter would hurry. I'm starving.
Yeah. Margo, I saw you deliberately throw your handbag on the floor in Weston's office. Why did you do it?
I was trying to tell you something, but you wouldn't listen to me. Did you notice anything particularly about Reynolds' behavior?
What do you mean?
He was twisting and crumpling a piece of paper in his hand.
So what? He was nervous.
That's why I threw my handbag on the floor.
Because he was nervous? Marco, I don't get it.
But I did.
What?
I had asked about that piece of paper, and now I've got it. In the confusion of picking up the contents of my hand.
Margo.
Mr. Reynolds didn't notice that I took the note away from
him. You mean you took... Honestly, Margo, you do the darndest...
Well, just see what's written on that piece of paper, Lamont.
Huh? Okay. Time is a cliff a mile high. Each step brings you closer to the precipice called death.
What's that? What does it mean?
I don't know.
Driving a drunk all the way down to Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah.
When I get there, he ain't got the fare, he ain't. So I up and slugs him. And now it's on my conscience, it's on.
Well, what do you want me to do, Shreevy?
Well, I got qualms, I got. And what I want to know is, did I do right to slug him, did I?
I really don't know, Shreevy.
How do you like that? He don't know and he got culture. Is that what a gent would do, Miss Lane?
Shreevy? A gentleman is one who does not unnecessarily hurt another. And if you think what you did was necessary...
I said it was necessary. You know, Miss Lane, that is just my quantity.
Miss Reedy, how would you like a chance to make up that fare you didn't get?
There ain't that much money.
Be at my apartment tonight with your cab.
Where are we going with?
I'll tell you when you get there. Be there at, let's say, 10:30.
Okay, I'll be there with bells on, I'll be. I mean, with my cab. So long, Miss Lane.
So long,
Mr. Crest. I mean, boys. I mean...
Good luck, Shreevy.
Where are we going tonight?
No, Margo. Where am I going?
That's what I said. Where are we going?
I'm not taking you along, Margo. This warning note to Reynolds has got me thinking. I'd like to find out what is meant by the precipice called death.
You think it's something more than what Reynolds has told? Something he's left unsaid?
Yes, Margo. And tonight, the shadow... going to find out exactly what that is. That wind.
John, come over by the fire, dear. Stop staring off of it.
Doesn't the wind ever bother you, Carolyn?
Now, darling, don't be so nervous. Remember what Commissioner Weston told you.
Yes, I know, but anything would happen to you or the children.
Nothing's going to happen to us. The man was just a prowler, as the commissioner said. He won't come back.
I wish I could believe that.
Is there anything you haven't told me?
Carolyn, have I been a good husband to you?
Of course, Joe. I married you because I loved you. And that love has grown stronger with the years we've been together.
You know what I've been fair with everybody? I've never tried to cheat anyone. I never took anything that didn't belong to me. Never done anything that you or the children would be ashamed of. Isn't that right, Carolyn? That's right, isn't it?
Why, yes, Joe. You speak as if...
I know. No, as if I had something on my conscience.
Tell me, John.
Carolyn, I got a feeling. A premonition.
A premonition?
First time I've wondered what an estate making our home here in this isolated mountain lodge. Away from everybody. Only a forest of huge black trees of neighbors.
But you always thought it was so beautiful here.
Carolyn, we must get away from this place. There's danger here and death.
Oh, no, it's only your nerves, darling. That incident last night is upset.
We must get away for your sake and the children's.
All right, dear. Anything you say. Now, why don't you go to bed and get some sleep?
No. I'll sit here for a while and run the fire.
Well, don't sit up too late.
I won't, dear.
Good night, dear.
Good night.
And don't worry.
Peter Reynolds.
What? Who is this? I can't see you, John. That voice.
It's the shadow, Mr. Reynolds. You can't see me because I've cast a mist over your mind.
What do you want of the shadow?
What is the meaning of this threatening note?
Note?
What is the precipice called death?
Please, don't ask.
You must tell me. If you're innocent, Mr. Reynolds, I'll try to help you.
If you only could, there's a little time.
What is it?
Yes, it's driving me mad. I've got to tell somebody. Help me before it's too late. 15 years ago, before I married my wife, I had a partner, my chemical laboratory.
Here we go.
My wife! I knew it would come to death. Carolyn! Carolyn! This is her room. Door's locked in the inside.
Break it down.
Carolyn! Carolyn! Darling! Darling, speak to me. Please.
Accused Reynolds of his wife's murder.
That looks bad for him.
Weston, in his own blundering way, is convinced that Reynolds is guilty.
Well, what are you going to do about it, Lamont?
Margot, the shadow is going to Weston's office and get this straightened out once and for all. Well, Reynolds, where are these notes you talk about?
I told you, Commissioner Weston, that the shadow has them.
Still sticking to that story, eh? Why don't you stop this lying, Reynolds?
And I tell you that's the truth.
You planned the whole thing very carefully. But not enough to fool me. You've got to believe me.
I'm not my wife. I'm
not the name of the cock and bull story about your maid being strangled by a prowler. That prowler was you.
You just listened to me.
You cooked up the whole business to establish an alibi for yourself. We've got you dead to rights and you know it.
Oh, you've got to listen to me. Do anything you please to me. Now that Carolyn's dead, I don't care about myself. You've got to let me protect my children. This thing isn't over yet. My children are in danger.
Reynolds, you're not convincing me at all. That dumb stuff about your children. Renona.
Yes, Commissioner Weston.
Put Reynolds back in his cell.
Right, Chief.
You've got to protect my children. The killer will get them, too.
Come on.
You're making a mistake, Weston. I'm innocent. I tell you, I'm innocent.
That's what they all say.
Yes, Commissioner Weston. And it would be even more horrible if you said an innocent man was dead.
What? Who is
that? It's the Shadow, Commissioner. Surely you remember me.
Oh, the Shadow, yes. What are you doing here?
I've come to save you from making a terrible mistake. Reynolds is not the murderer. I was with him at the time his wife was strangled to death.
Yeah, I said you were with him, but I didn't believe him. What do you want me to do?
Send Reynolds home. We'll bait the trap for the murderer. Then the Shadow will trail him alone.
Ah, no go, Shadow. I don't believe it. What about those notes that Reynolds said he gave you?
He was telling the truth, Commissioner. Read them for yourself. I put them on your desk.
Huh? Oh, yes, here they are. Companions of the Doom. Precipice called death. By heaven, Shadow, I'll do it.
There ain't nobody out here on the road, there ain't. It's kind of what they call spiritual. You know, spiritual.
Stevie, look in your rear vision mirror. What do you see?
I don't see nothing. Nothing I don't see.
There's a car following us.
Huh? Yeah, it's certainly, it's certainly.
Pull up to the side of the road. Let it pass.
Huh? Oh, okay, boss. You know, Mr. Clanson, I don't like the idea coming out to this Reynolds place. I don't like. This guy Reynolds bumped off his wife, he bumped.
Reynolds didn't kill his wife, Sweetie.
Well, whether he did or ain't, it's none of my business, it ain't. That's for the police to figure out. Or for that guy to call himself the Shadow he calls himself.
Sweetie.
Let me.
Well, you took this job, you promised not to ask questions.
Yeah, I know, but I just hate to see a gent like you get mixed up with the wrong kind of mugs. I mean, environment.
Sweetie. The car's slowing down. We were being followed.
Lamont, is that you?
Hey, it's Miss Lane. It's Miss Lane, hey.
Margot. Why are you following us?
Lamont, you're up to something. You're not going to leave me out of it.
Margot, if you aren't... Well, as long as you're here, you may as well come along. Follow us in your car. Let's go, Sweetie.
But we're here, boss. The Reynolds joint is right up this private driveway right up.
What? Oh, so it is. Then wait for me here, Margot. You too, Sweetie.
Oh, Lamont, you're not going to leave me here in this lonely place?
Well, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yes, Marty, you guys really were a bodyguard.
Yes, sir. I mean, yes, ma'am.
But it'll make you feel any safer. Take my revolver. Yeah.
Thanks. I hope I won't need it.
Hey, Mr. Cranston, ain't that a car hidden in them bushes over there? I mean, off the road off.
Yes, so it is. Perhaps Reynolds already has the visitor he was expecting. I hope I'm not too late.
Who's that? Don't you recognize me after all these years?
John Reynolds. Tom Vito. But you...
No, my good friend, I'm not dead. Even though you'll try your best to kill me.
No. Oh, it was an accident. You slipped in my
throat. Accident?
Yes, it was an accident. I swear.
And I don't believe you. You're going to pay for that. You've already begun to pay.
Really, what? You, Vito, you killed Carolyn.
The companions of the doomed are first to go over the precipice called death.
You murderer!
How nice. How convenient. I had intended to kill you immediately, but now you'll be able to see and hear everything that happened. Everything that I planned to make your pain more acute, your torture more unendurable. Before I kill you.
Why did you murder Carolyn? You loved her.
Because you loved her. Chose you in preference to me, and now she's dead.
You're mad, Vito. Mad.
Yeah, but perhaps I am. How interesting. To be mad and know it. I've waited a long time for this moment. Tell me, Reynolds. Now that your wife is dead, what do you love more than anything else?
Oh, we would.
Your two children. And I have sleep upstairs in the next
room. Please, do whatever you will with me, but don't harm them.
What could you give to save them?
Everything I possess. Please, Vito.
Everything you possess, sir. Everything you stole from me.
Listen to me, Vito. When you felt my
pain, and you threw me.
Please, listen to me. I was your partner. Actually, I inherited the rights to the farm.
And I wanted it. Coming to my grave. Oh, yes. You've had everything. Fortune. Fame, the woman I loved. Everything that should have belonged to me. How could she? Huh? Just by a simple little push.
No.
Well, now I'm going to have my revenge on you by destroying everything you love, and then by destroying you.
Please,
no. Look into the garden there. Who the French yours? What do you see standing there?
Child.
Yes, the child whose will I control. One minute I'm going to call him in. I'm going to send him up the stairs for your children. And then...
And what then, Dr. Vihar?
Who spoke?
Then call me the Shadow, Dr. Vihar. I fight crime and injustice.
Shadow, oh, thank heaven you've come.
Hey, can't see you.
That can't be a dark mist over your mind, Vihar. I have come to stop your evil work.
You can't stop me. Giant! Giant, come! Come, your master's in danger. Now we'll see what you're stronger. I can't see a sign of a giant hand. Because he's already hypnotized by me. He can see her. You're not invisible to him.
Stop, giant.
Stop, I say. It's only me, Shadow. Kill, Shadow. Kill. 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 Reynolds,
stop him! Stop him!
He's closing in on you, Shadow. He can see you,
soon
your
career will
be ended.
Reynolds!
Reynolds!
Is anybody
home? Who's that?
I beg your pardon,
the giant!
Well, the
plane, shoot that giant!
Howard,
what's wrong? Oh,
look! The giant stopped.
Giant, you're no longer controlled by me, the hypnosis has dropped from you.
I hate him, fella. He make me care. I don't want to care. I hate him. I hate him.
He makes me feel like this.
I shot too late, Shadow. He's almost dead.
Just a minute.
Hello, Margo.
Oh, Lamont, come on in. What's in that box?
Margo, I have in this box a slight token of my appreciation. You saved my life and...
Oh, what's that? Box?
Now, don't be impatient. Seriously, Margo, if you hadn't come in at that moment, I...
Oh, so at last you admit that I'm some help to you, huh?
I most certainly do. But what I want to know is, why did you come in after I told you to stay in the car with Shreedy?
Well, Shreedy examined the gun you left with me and said, hey, this guy didn't glow to them.
That was a lucky thing that it was.
Yes, I aimed at the giant.
And hit Vitor. What a shot.
Say, Lamont, what are the police going to do about the giant?
I don't know, Margo, but it's obvious that he was merely an instrument of Vito's revenge. They really have no case against him. As far as Reynolds is concerned, he was definitely established that Vito had slipped over the cliff.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. I feel sorry for him.
Well, I just dropped in for a minute. I'd better run along.
Hey, wait! Wait, you haven't given me my present.
Oh, yes. The plush. Here, Margo. Open it.
All right. Oh, I bet it's Orchid. Why, it's a rabbit.
Yes, Margo, a rabbit. He's your new companion at those carrot banquets of yours. I'm going back to say.
Based on a story copyrighted by the Shadow Magazine. The characters, names, places, and plots are fictitious, and its similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. The Shadow Magazine is on sale at your local newsstand.